They've done some research to find out what the region's favourite sort of summertime treat is. Okay. If you like ice creams or lolly, what do you reckon? What do you reckon the top treat is here?
Pie.
No, not a pie, you Burke. It's a 99. The classic 99, apparently, is the Northwest's favourite ice cream. It's not the same all over. The Twister is the Southeast's favourite. I quite like Twisters.
I'm a big Magnum fan.
Yeah, I'm a Magnum fan as well. The ones with the caramel just underneath the layer of chocolate. They're nice as well. Calippo or Calippo, how do you say that?
Calippo.
Calippo, I say.
For some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not how you say it.
I know. That's the Scottish favourite is that one. The thing with the 99s, it's complicated ordering a 99 now, because there's so many options. Do you want strawberry sauce, raspberry sauce, chocolate sauce? I don't know!
Just you've got stick like a flake in it.
Got a cube behind. Do you want sprinkles, or do you want... I don't know! You know, do you want this kind of cone? Do you want that? No, just put it in a normal cone with
just,
a flake.
Just cone flake.
That's all I want.
Bombs you.
What, the one person I'd like to pat on the back, because I still find it a treat, is you know when you have a cornetto?
Yeah.
Whoever thought of putting that little bit of chocolate right at the bottom of the cone, that was a genius idea, wasn't it? Because you get through your ice cream and, oh, I've just got the boring cone here. Oh, no, look,
hello.
Look at this, a trick.
Just well, don't eat it first. That's the problem.
Yeah, bit of a drippy problem there going on. Very good. I'm just looking at a YouGov survey, which has released details on who would make the perfect son and daughter-in-law, profession-wise. Who do you think? Who is the perfect son and daughter-in-law? Well, apparently, doctors come out top. That's who mothers want their children to marry. That mothers want children to marry doctors. 38% of son-in-laws, that's what they want, and daughter-in-laws, 35%, leading the way by some way. The second most popular choice for son-in-law would be a lawyer. Second most popular choice for a daughter-in-law would be teacher. So doctors, teachers, lawyers, architects in there as well. So I'm in the wrong... I mean, radio presenter, to be fair, isn't listed. So Elsie is my mother-in-law listening this morning. I'm not in there. Maybe I come out higher than a doctor. I don't know. You know, that's what I do. I'm looking down the list here. Poor Chris, who's classed as a journalist, he's down at 3% of mums said that they'd want their son-in-law to be a journalist. The only ones lower than a journalist are actors, administrators and MPs. MPs come out bottom on men and women. And Chris has just said, he said, oh, if I didn't do journalism, the other thing I'd like to do is be an MP. So you've got no hope. Mentioned yesterday towards the end of the show about judging. I was invited along by my local primary school, Sutton Oak in St Helens, to go and judge their talent show. Which is brilliant. It's lovely seeing kids having the confidence to get up and do stuff. And it was good to watch. But having to judge it, the pressure I felt under. And I was just kind of saying how difficult it was trying to pick, because they were all really good. And after the show, I got an email through from Lisa. So morning to you, Lisa. She said, I once had to judge a school talent show as well. It was a couple of years ago. When my next door neighbour's lad didn't win, she stopped talking to me overnight. They moved away 6 months later, not seeing them since. That's a bit harsh, isn't it? At least I've not had any of that. I didn't get any... When I was picking Finn up yesterday afternoon, didn't get any grief at the school gate, so I think I managed to get away with it. Hello to Jill. She said, I had to judge a baking competition in my boys' school a few years ago. I was the Mary Berry of the 1990s. Thanks, Jill. Tom's been on. He says, I'm a magistrate. Does that count? Yes, Tom, it does. Yes, yes. You just crack on with your judging. That'll be great. And hello to Nikki, who said, I had to judge an Easter bonnet competition at our village fete. A new series of Grand Designs kicks off on Channel 4 tonight. Another group of complete barn pots trying to do up houses for 20p. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. I don't think I've got enough money to do this. Anyway, I'll put myself in debt for the rest of my life and turn this windmill into a beautiful five-bed apartment. If I tried that, it'd never, ever work. Right, let's go to the phone to play a little lyrics this morning. We've got Diane on the show. Morning, Diane.
Morning, Chris.
I thought you disappeared then for a moment, Diane. Morning, Diane. So tell us, you're on your way to work. Tell us where you're on your way to work to.
I am, yeah. I work for a company called UIS in Skelmersdale.
Okay, what do you do? What do you do there, and what does UIS do?
I'm a service administrator, and the company installs CCTV systems and intruder alarms.
Ooh, Big Brother is watching. Look at that. And you keep everyone in check, do you, Diane? You send them left, right and centre.
Well, yeah, but I've got somebody keeping me in check as well.
Have you? Okay. All right, fair enough. All right, Dan. And you were saying you've been spending the last few days getting your daughter ready for it. It's prom night tomorrow in Rainford. Is this right? Who's your daughter?
It is.
What is it?
It's Amy Bishop, and it's Rainford High's prom night tomorrow at Haydock Park.
Wow. Can you remember? Did you have a prom night? Because we were
no,
talking about... We were talking about this the other day. We were thinking it's a completely new thing now, really. The amount of money that gets ploughed into these prom nights and getting done up for the night. It never happened in our day, did it?
No, it was a lot cheaper for our parents when we left school.
Yeah, it's none of this nonsense. Anyway, we got what's the special thing? Is the one particular thing about it? Is it a dress, limo? What's the big thing for Amy tomorrow night?
The dress.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sure it'll look fantastic. Should be a good night. Okay, well, let's see, awesome. Diana, if we can win you some rugby tickets for tomorrow night. So I don't know whether you're going to go to this or whether you're giving somebody else. But anyway, here we go. Two tickets for Saints against Huddersfield at Langtree Park tomorrow night. Our little lyric sounds like this.
Hi, my name is Cameron and this is my lyric. Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone because I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind.
Our lyrics this week from Britannia Bridge Primary School in Wigan. Diane, what's that song?
It's Lady Antebellum, I Need You Now.
Let's see if you're right.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor.
Yeah, it is. Well done, well spotted. I didn't think anyone would get that today. I thought it was too hard. Well done, Diane. So you're off to Langtree Park tomorrow. Saints Huddersfield, it's the Armed Forces Appreciation Game as well, so plenty going on tomorrow. So have a great... Anyone you want to say hi to, apart from Amy, while you're on the show this morning?
Yeah, my husband, Tez, and my sister, Janet, and everybody at UIS.
Brilliant. Have a great day at work. Thanks, Diane. Take care.
Cheers. Thanks, Chris. Bye.
Yesterday, I got my video recorder out of the loft, and Finn went, Dad, what's that? That made me feel old. We got it out because it was our wedding anniversary yesterday. Got out our wedding video, which I've not yet put on DVD. But it was such a pleasure because I got the video out of the loft. I can't have used it for 5-6 years. One SCART lead, one power lead, bish, bash, bosh. It worked first time. None of this kind of get it out of the box, put the batteries in the remote. You need an HDMI cable. You also need a digital sound cable to go in there. You need a coaxial cable for that. You then need to connect it to your Wi-Fi router in order to get it to actually function, to do anything. And then you need to coordinate your TV and just make sure your TV's tuned to the right channel. None of that! Straight out of the box, straight working. You can't beat classic technology like that. And what I used to love about videos, you put it in, when you take the video out, you put it back in again, it starts at the same place. Not this DVD stuff where you have to go through all the 50 menus to get to where you want to be. Bring back the video, I say.